Let us pray in silence to prepare our hearts for the family altar. Amen. In Jesus' name, let us commence with our family altar. Let us sing hymn 89. Sing hymn 89. We will sing only the first four stanzas.
Oh, what a wonderful Savior, in Jesus my Lord I have found. Though I have sins without number, His grace upon me be abound. His grace abounded more, His grace abounded more. Though sin abounded in my heart, His grace abounded more. Tell me no goodness to offer have I. Often His law I have broken, and may it take much but to bear. His grace abounded more, His grace abounded more. Though sin abounded in my heart, His grace abounded more. Nothing of magic possessing or helpless before Him I lay. But in the precious blood flowing, He was all my sins in a day. His grace abounded more, His grace abounded more. Though sins abounded in my heart, His grace abounded more. In Him my gracious Redeemer, my prophet, my priest, and my King. Mercy I find and forgiveness, my offer His taking I bear. His grace abounded more, His grace abounded more. Though sin abounded in my heart, His grace abounded more.
We thank the Lord for our family altar. Let us turn to Psalms 32. Let's turn to Psalms 32. This is again the Psalm of David. Psalms 32. Let us read all together. There are 11 verses. Psalms 32 verse 1. In Jesus' name I read. Blessed is he whose transgressions is forgiven, whose sin is covered. 2. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord imputes no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. 3. When I declared not my sin, my body wasted away through my groaning all day long. 4. For the day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up as by the heat of summer. 5. I acknowledge my sin to thee, and I did not hide my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. Then thou didst forgive the guilt of my sin. 6. Therefore, let everyone who is godly offer prayer to thee at a time of distress, in the rush of great waters, thou shalt not reach him, or they shall not reach him. 7. Thou art a hiding place for me, thou preservest me from trouble. Thou dost encompass me with deliverance. 8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eyes upon you. 9. Be not like a horse or a mule without understanding, which must be curbed with a bit or with the bridle or bridle, else it will not keep with you. 10. Many are the pangs of the wicked, but steadfast love surrounds him who trusts in the Lord. 11. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, O righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in the heart. So this is the Psalm of David. In the superscription or the topic or the title given, a Psalm of David, a masque. So last time we did mention, this Psalm's a masque. It is a contemplative poem. So when we say contemplative poem, it is the time where we must ponder, where we must think. All right. So when we read this Psalm 32, we must ponder, we must think. And furthermore, when we say a masque, so a masque tells us it is a psalm of instruction. So the instruction given as in the verse 8. Let us read verse 8. I will instruct you and teach you the way you should go. Alright, so here David says he will give instruction and to teach. So this is a masque. So masque is a psalm of instruction. So to make one wise and one skillful, to know, to make the correct and the right decision. Alright, so this is a psalm of David, a masque. So according to these psalms, it is a penitent psalms, alright? So together, as the Psalm 38, alright, again I say, Psalm 32, these psalms, Psalms 38, and the Psalms 51, these three psalms, they are the psalms of David. It is a penitent psalm. And especially in the Psalm 51, from the superscription, we know it tells us about the sin of David in relation to Beersheba. So some, even they say, Psalm 32 and Psalm 38 also relates to Psalm 51, the penitent psalms of David. Alright, so irrelevant of what, but we know this Psalm 32, it is a penitent psalms. So this is a good psalm. And if we say in relation to the Bathsheba or and Uriah, let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 15. 1 Kings chapter 15 verse 5. 1 Kings chapter 15 verse 5. Verse 5, because David did what was right in the eyes of the Lord and did not turn aside from anything that he commanded him in all the days of his life, except in the matter of Uriah the Hittite. Alright, so here God already says one matter here in relation to the Uriah, the husband of Beersheba. So here tell us if it is related to the incident. So at the time when David knew that he sinned against the Lord, so he repented, he turned back to the Lord. So this is a penitent psalms. And chapter 32, Psalms 32, we can divide it into three parts. So the first part, it is verses 1 and 2. It tells us the blessedness of the forgiven. Those who are forgiven by the Lord, they are the blessed ones. Then the second part, from verses 3 down to 7. Verses 3 to 7, it tells us sin confessed and forgiven. And the third part, from verses 8 down to 11, it tells us about the exhortation given, especially to sinners, so that they can repent. Alright, so we can divide these Psalms into three parts. So in the first part, verses 1 and 2, tell us about those who are blessed. So in the verse 1, blessed is he whose transgressions is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Verse 2, blessed is the man to whom the Lord imputes no iniquity. Alright, so here twice it is mentioned, blessed are those whose sin are forgiven. Even in the Romans, Paul quoted this statement of David in relation to the blessedness of the sins forgiven. Alright, and of course, in the last part of the verse 2, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. So this is very important. Today, for us to receive the forgiveness of the Lord, today in our spirit or in our hearts, there must be no deceit. But some today, they have committed wrongdoings, transgressions, they sin against the Lord. Alright, but not only that they sin against the Lord, but then some, they have deceit in them. So when we say deceit, it is the practice of deceiving by concealing or misrepresenting the truth. So today, some, when they have done wrong, they will not admit. They will try to hide their sin. So in deceit, all right, in deceit, they will not want to let others know. So they will try every ways and means. Also here says, in whose spirit there is no deceit. So remember, if today we want to be blessed by the Lord, that our wrongdoings, our transgressions, our sins will be forgiven and covered, so today we must remove this deceit in us. Alright, so here verses 1 and 2 tell us the blessedness of those who are forgiven. And in the second part, so in the second part here tell us sin confessed and forgiven. In the second part from verses 3 down to 7, we can further subdivide it into two parts. We subdivide it into two parts. So the first part, verses 3 down to 5. Verses 3 to 5. So in actuality, it tells us how to receive blessing of forgiveness. Alright, so how to receive the blessing of forgiveness. It is from verses 3 down to 5. So David says, when I declared not my sin, my body wasted away through my groaning all day long. Definitely. And here verse 4, for day and night thy hand was heavy upon me, my strength was dried up as by the heat of summer. So when one, they have sinned against the Lord today, because we have the conscience, so the guilt will be there. The conscience will allow us to understand that we have fallen short. We have sinned against the Lord. So this grief in us will wear us down, will tear us. And of course, because we are disturbed emotionally, there is no peace in us inwardly. Definitely, it will relate to our physical self. So it is likened to we being strengthless. Our bones are dried up as in the heat of the summer. So when a person, they have done wrong, so it will affect them emotionally, spiritually, then of course physically. So David says, when I declare not my sin, then this is the outcome. This is the very fearful experience. But then, how to receive the blessing of forgiveness? So now David gives us the answer in the verse 5. So verse 5 says, I acknowledge my sin to thee, and I did not hide my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and thou didst forgive the guilt of my sin. So a very important requirement. We must not hide our sin, but today we must confess. All right? Confession is very important. So as in the case of David, let's turn to 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel chapter 12. Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 12. At the time when Prophet Nathan went to David after telling him about the or parable or the story. So in the verse 13, David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And of course, Nathan told David, the Lord also has put away your sin. You shall not die. But of course, even though he shall not die, but he must face the consequences of his wrongdoings and the sin. And we know after that, his life not in peace. So he faced with many problems and difficulties. It is because of the so-called punishment and outcome for the sin. So at that time, even though the Lord says you shall not die, in a way we say he was specially receiving the grace of the Lord God, he was forgiven, but yet he has to face the consequences of his action. So here David says, I will confess my transgression. So as in the verse 13, David says, I have sinned against the Lord. And in the Psalm, let's turn to Psalm 38. As we have mentioned, this is the penitent Psalm of David. Psalm 38, let us read verse 18. Psalm 38, verse 18. David says, I confess my iniquity. I am sorry for my sin. So David says, I confess. And let's turn to Proverbs 28. Let's turn to Proverbs 28. Verse 13. Proverbs 28, verse 13. Verse 13. He who conceals his transgression will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will obtain mercy. Alright, so today we must confess, we must forsake our wrongdoings, then we will obtain mercy. And as we know, in the 1 John, let's also refer to 1 John chapter 1. Let's turn to 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Thank the Lord, today we have received the blood of the covenant of the Lord in relation to the forgiveness of sin. So this blood of Jesus still continuously take effect to remove our sins or wash away our sins. So John says we must confess. So in the Psalms 32, in this penitent Psalms of David, so David tells us how today we can receive these blessings of the forgiveness. So we must not harden our hearts. We must not have deceit in us. We must not hide our sin. But today we must confess. We must openly confess. All right. So not only to the Lord, but today to the ministers. So must come to the ministers. It is so-called easy to turn to the Lord, but as the James and the 1 John tells us, today we must confess our wrongdoings to one another, so that especially the ministers, we can pray for the mercy of the Lord on the behalf also of that person. All right, so here David says, I acknowledge my sin to thee. And in the second subsection of this second part, when we say sin confessed and forgiven, so from the verses 6 and 7, here now tells us what is the mean or the method or the way so that we are able to be blessed with the forgiveness of sin. And also it tells us about when, the time, alright? So it tells us by what means, the way and the method and when. So in the verse 6, David says, therefore, let everyone who is godly offer prayer today. So he tells about the way, the means, the method, how we must turn back to the Lord, we must pray to Him. And here tells us, in a time when you may be found. Alright, so this is important. When? The time when the Lord can be found. Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6. Isaiah 55, verse 6. So in the verse 6, seek the Lord while He may be found, call upon Him while He is near. Alright, so as in the lower portion of the verse 6. So if not, in the time of distress, in the rush of the great water, that means when the flood comes, then the way is already closed. Alright, not able to access. So here says don't delay, alright? Don't delay, liken to the flood of water now coming, the great water, where the way will be closed. So today, immediately, when we know we have fallen into our weaknesses, we have done wrong, immediately now turn to the Lord in our prayer. We must confess, we must repent. So we will receive the mercy and the grace of the Lord. Alright, so this is the second part. And in the third part, it is the exhortation to a sinner to repent. So in the verse 8, David says, I will instruct and teach the way you should go. He will counsel that person. He says, face to face with my eyes upon you. And of course, here tells us, verse 9, be not like a horse or a mule without understanding. So today we must be those who have understanding, not like the horse and the mule. They need what? To be curbed with a bit and the bridle. Else, here says, they will not come near to you. So today we must not be so-called restrained. We must not be forced, alright? Just likened to the horse and the mule, you must put on the bit and the bridle. Then only you force them to obey to your directive. So no, today we must be those with understanding. Do not be foolish. Do not harden our hearts. Alright, so today we must humbly, we must lower ourselves. Because we have done wrong, we must lower ourselves humbly. We must submissively turn to the Lord. Turn to the ministers to gain counsel, to gain guidance. Alright, so we must not stubborn we must not harden our hearts. So we must go to them. So David here says, I will give instruction, because David experienced it. He received the blessings of being forgiven. So definitely, then in the verse 10, tells us, many are the sorrows of the wicked. Definitely misery to the wicked. But steadfast love, mercy, loving kindness to those who trust in the Lord, those who turn to Him. So in the verse 11, be glad in the Lord and rejoice, O righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in the heart. So today, let us pray to the Lord to guide us, so that we will know the course of action that we must take. We must turn back to the Lord, alright, so that we will receive the blessings to be forgiven by the Lord. So may the Lord help us. Now we will make use of the rest of time to pray. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 praise God. Hallelujah, 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 Krishna Mulang Stumulang, the Vulagan, 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 Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Krishna Mulang Stumulang, the Vulagan, 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 the Hallelujah, 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 Krishna Mulang Stumulang, the Vulagan, 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 Praise the Lord. Amen. Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We thank the grace of the Lord. We will end our family altar here. The Lord bless.